It's tonight at 7 o'clock in the, I believe, the fifth floor of Belfer. There'll be a series of speeches, sort of the Devei Torah, Shiurim, starting the Stucca campaign of Laman Achai. And everyone is encouraged to attend these it's to help raise money for needy people in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, and I believe tonight is the beginning of the Sfarim sale. Is that so? Starts tonight? What? Usually the Sfarim sale, you always used to start on a Sunday. I guess, I don't know, I'll let you know. Yeah. And, okay. Ezra Shem, again, another Shabbaton announcement. Harav Einhorn has divided everyone up into different cars. Hopefully by now you should know which car you're going in. And if you don't, see me or Rabbi David Einhorn, and you'll make up. And he has printed out directions of how to get there. I think you should try to get. I'd say to try to leave here around 3, to get there 3:45. Is that Try to get there like 3:45. Then you go to the shul, and then they'll direct you to where you're staying. And if anyone has questions of where, which car they're going with, or where they're staying, speak to me or David Einhorn. Okay, we're in the middle of package 5A. Avram 11 was very kind to make more packets of 4A. So anyone who didn't get 4A, we have 4A over here. Does anyone need 4A? 4A? You need 4A? That's for B'Shas Achila. Okay, yesterday we began discussing the definition of the Oruch and the Rabbeinu Hananel. Regarding the difference between Borer and Dosh. That Borer is when it's Me'urav Ve'einu Mechuber. And that the Rach says that as well. So it could be, according to the Oruch and the Rach, there would be no din of Borer in all these situations of chicken and fish bones and watermelon pits and all these, and the Sefer Tal Oros subscribes to this idea. Now, what would you say, Rabosai, is the story okay, before we get to that, we have to see one more mocker on this Inyan, and that's the Rosh and the Yamshel Shlomo in Beitza. Rosh says, Nira, page 11. The Agoizim Ubotnim, right, those are nuts. They have both name Amerikaim. When Rabbi Yaakov ben Avigdor, he's very kind to always bring back Botnim Amerikaim from Eretz Yisrael. You know the Botnim Amerikaim? So, it goes in with Botnim Shemishtabru. So you have nuts that are opened, open nuts. Umanochim Adayim Bliki Plosim. Because they're open nuts on the table, and they're sitting in their shells. Avopisha klipa maruba ala ochel. Even though the shell is bigger than the inside, lo mikri shem psolas alayu. The shell is not called psolas. Kaven de urchayu bahachi. V'havi shomer leperi. What does that mean? So lo domul atzopus uklipin shekvar nifredu legamrei min ha'ochel. So what is the Rosh saying here? What's that called, psola? So let me ask you this. According to this Rosh, so according to the Rosh, what about fish bones? What about fish bones? What about fish bones? According to the Rosh, Osir Mutter? That's called psolas. Is he asking fish bones?
So according to this, the case you said yesterday with the watermelon, the bits of it are separated. Would that be similar to this case then? So would you be allowed?
So first I want to understand what the Rosh is saying, and then we'll see how to apply it. What is the Rosh saying? Is he saying the same thing as Rabbeinu Chananel and the Aruch? Is he saying something different? Is he saying what?
He can't be saying it's a little dumb over. Yeah. Almost.
He's being mechalik between an orange peel and the fish bones.
Yeah, that's what he said. Come on. Read it again. Reb EK.
He said that it's not in the category of
solace,
because it has serving a function by protecting the nuts.
And what about pits?
Okay, so pits aren't certainly a function. Pits is pure solace.
What about bones?
Bones is also pure.
Is that what the Rosh is saying?
Sounds like.
Read it again. Oh, okay, Albert.
No, he's saying two things. They naturally go this way. And after they start that, there's an idea that it comes to God the tree as well. But they naturally go this way.
So, is this a. Like, so, what would he hold about the pits?
Similar to the fish, what pits, and the fruit, that this is the way they go, man.
Also, Mutar. Mordechai?
Perhaps he's talking about the case of the fish
boats
that
are once they've already been removed. Oh, right. Where's Alman? What he's saying is, lo domi lat somos that were already removed. Whereas he's not trying to make a distinction between casing versus not casing. He's making a distinction between something that's in its natural place. So that's not psolas. But once it was already removed from its natural place and then brought back in, that's psolus.
What's the making tasty? Like, is it atzamos? It's almost a fish bone. Someone scrapes off the fish bones, puts them on a corner.
No, say you took a fish bone and then you dropped it back in, or would it drop back in?
Fine.
So that's psolus.
That's psolus. But the ruby and main car is alpha.
Right, because orchai, that's not psolus. That's part of the, what'd you say, Albert? It's natural. And is this the same thing like the Oruch and the Rach? Is this the same idea of Mechubar? Or it's even better than Mechubar? Because it means that, in other words, we don't have to nitpick whether it's actually attached or not attached. It's part of, Orchayu means it's part of, that's the normal way of this food. Psolus means, but the question is, and the wheat case, the original case, it's already, well, it's already separated. So according to Rush, it would be mutter to take the watermelon pits out. So it's very similar. Is the Rush saying the same thing as the Rach and the Oruch, that the Mechubar is mutter?
Could be.
Is this also saying Mechubar is mutar? Is this Rush?
I don't think so.
You're saying this is the same idea?
Perhaps.
Yeah, Mordechai, in agreement? In other words, the Oruch and the Rach we had yesterday, right? Is this the Rush on the same team?
I think so. Yes. The pits would be a different case.
The pits would be what?
Would be different from the fish being removed.
What do you mean?
Think?
Okay. Slumiki? No, that's what Zalman wanted to say. In other words, there is this concept, this heter, that if something, there's a casing surrounding something, and you can only get into it by removing the casing, so of course that's mutter, right? But he's not saying that, because he's saying, but it's not similar to the bones, right? Now, what bones is he talking about? Bones that already were removed. If all he's trying to say is there's a casing, then of course it's not similar to bones. There's nothing to talk about. So, seemingly, anything that it's in its natural state, that's not...
Wasn't separated?
So if you have... the case he was talking about is you have nuts that are open, and the nut is sitting in its shell. So to remove the nut from the shell, or the shell from the nut, that's not borer, because you're just taking it from its normal habitat. Once already it got removed, and then it got together, and then it's still mixed in, if it got removed from its normal habitat. Say, in other words, you took the nut out of the shell, and then you have a whole bag of nuts with shells, and the nuts are already out of the shell. Now you want to serve nuts by removing the shells from the bag. That you can't do, because that's already removed from its natural habitat. But when it's sitting in its natural habitat, it's not Me'urav yet, so then that's not Borer. So Memela, according to this, there would be no problem. So the whole discussion we had 2 days ago, whether there's a Heter of Borer Miyad, right, becomes, you know, irrelevant, not irrelevant, but because it'll still be relevant to cases that are not, you know, but Lagabi, those Lagabi the fish and the... In other words, it'll be relevant is if there's a fly in your soup, that will be relevant to still discuss the question that we had with the Ramban and the Rosh and the Mari Abulafia and the Mari Tats. So we're not going to forget about that discussion we had, right? Will we forget about it?
Mm.
We were not, right? Mm. But this is saying that you don't have to come on to that discussion when it comes to something that's Urchayim B'Hachi. That's its normal, its normal connection. Come on.
It's not only the reason that for Chayu is enough, you also require that there is a purpose of showing our faith. And then the fill between Klippin, which are the prototypical example of psalas when they're not in their natural case, as opposed to when Klippin should be a psalas, but when they're serving as a function as a Shomer HaPri, then they're not. Then they're not a psalas.
So why does he have to talk about...
Well, why does he have to say Shomer? Why doesn't he say or Chayu?
Because he happens to be talking about... Zalmi is harping the fact that he says Shomer HaPri. Rahavi Shomer L'Pri.
As opposed to a Klippin.
Lodomi L'Atzomus U'Klippin. So why do you say Lodomi L'Atzomus U'Klippin that are not Shomer L'Pri?
Because if they're in their national encasement, then they're serving a purpose as a Shomer L'Pri. But once they're away from their national, then...
What? Atzomus or Shomer L'Pri?
But they're serving a purpose.
Okay,
not
so...
Not Shomer, but they're doing something for the...
So then are you saying anything different than me? I'm saying anything that's natural. Anything that's natural and it's
an.
Just
like
Shomer L'Pri, that can't be the case.
This watermelon season enough serving a purpose for. They're just there. Not just. They're just Urchayu. They're not. Serving.
You think you need both? And the bone? What's the purpose of the bone?
Keeping everything intact.
If you didn't have the chicken bone, it would fall away. And the chicken is alive, it needs its bones.
It's keeping everything intact.
The chicken is intact, take away the bone, the chicken will run away.
It's dead.
Yeah. What's keeping one intact? I mean, you'd be much happier without the bone there. You mean the nafkamini saying between you and me is would the Rosh permit watermelon pits? Is that the difference? Is that what stands between us at this point? Is that what stands between us?
I think so.
Watermelon pits. So we need an arbitrator here. Yeah. Now you have a proper yarmulke for this. So. Yeah, Ben, what do you say?
I was just wondering, why are you saying that?
You understand? We want to know Pshat in the Rush here.
Right.
I want to know how you learn Pshat in the Rush.
I'm not so sure how I learn Pshat, but I don't know if I agree 100% with what you're saying. Because you're saying that he's saying something that's coming into his natural habitat. But who's to say that once you've already broken the nut, that it's still in its natural habitat?
Well, he says that Beferish.
No,
because you didn't take out one. When you break the nut open, it's still in its shell, right? Once you take it out of its shell, then okay. Now you bring it back into with the nuts. Then that's a tarubis. But when it's still in its shell, that removal between the nut and the shell, that's not a din borer.
Once we start playing around with it, then like it opens up. Once we've already done a shiui to the actual nut, right? The nut's there in this case. We've done a shiui to it.
No, but you didn't take the edible part out yet. The edible part is still sitting in the casing. It's still sitting in the casing.
But still, we've still done something with the nut, though, to make it not as natural as it. We've seen the nut on the ground, it has its case in it. Once it's there without half the case, even though the nut might still be in it, we've already done some changes to it. It's a hard time swallowing that that's natural. Because there has to be some action done to it to make it not natural, because it's not in its natural state.
What's
the natural state would be for the nut to be totally encased by itself. We're saying
now it's open.
Now that it's open.
But it's still sitting in the shell.
So that means that the fact that it's open now, something happens to it to not make it natural. No?
No, but...
Yeah,
the natural is the ochel still in its natural place? The ochel is the nut. It's still in its in.
I'm saying that. Okay.
Yeah.
But I hear it. Okay.
But Adiv, you know, whether this is an important rush, no? So, Lachora, it fits in the same groove with the Rach and the. And we call, what do you want to say on this? Say it, whatever you say, say it loud so I can hear.
It sounds like he's saying something that there's a difference when fish, right? He's saying when nuts are detached from the shell, right? He still has.
Well, then they're not yet detached. The shell, he's talking about a case where you cracked open the nut, and the nut is still in the shell.
Right.
Now you want to split the, to separate them on Shabbos.
Right, but it's meaning it's cracked or not. It still has the status of the kubur.
Say, for example, a nafkamina would be, say on Friday night, you know there's going to be a big shalosh shudus. So it's a long Friday night. So what you want to do on Friday night, you want to take a nutcracker and remove the ochel from the psolus for shalosh shudus. So that's not allowed there according to any opinion. For shalosh shudus, you want to do it, okay? Is that mutter? So I think the Rush would say it's mutter, because that's not borer.
The case of the Rush.
Am I saying well? What I'm making a claim. You tell me if I'm right or wrong. I'm making a claim now. You can argue with me. I'm making a claim, okay? My claim is that according to this Rush, on Friday night, you want to crack nuts with a nutcracker and then take the nut out of its shell and put it in a separate place for shalosh shudus, that's mutter. Ah, it's not out there. Yeah, it's not out there, but it's not borer either. You know, I can blow my nose on Shabbos. It's not, you know, not everything in the world is borer. Is it dosh? Is it dosh? Maybe it's dosh. Maybe it's dosh. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe my claim is not so, because maybe to open it up is dosh. So maybe I should take it back. Kirsch, I humble myself to you. So maybe, what?
That was Burr, it's not self.
What?
That was Burr we're talking about.
Yeah, but what's the kunst? You know, if I can't do it, I want to. You're right, so maybe it's still dosh.
It's not Burr, you're right.
But it's still dosh. But, oh, so then let's. So then what would be. So what would be the following? If they were already cracked before Shabbos, and now just on Shabbos, I want to separate the two for shalosh shudus. Then you're saying that's totally mutter. Why? Dosh it's not because... Why isn't it... Maybe it still should be called dosh?
Isn't the definition of dosh separating stuff? Isn't it pounding?
There's no pounding. There's just... Maybe dosh, you need. In other words, when you crack the shell, that's pounding. So that's dosh. You're a believer that dosh needs pounding. Okay, whatever Goldstein says. But he's saying that's not borer. But certainly, you would say that the Rush would permit watermelons, pits. There's even you guys who didn't like the Maria Bulafia, right? I remember you guys. You didn't like the Maria Bulafia, right? But you would agree that the Rush would be matter for a different reason. Because, yeah. Ben?
I was curious, would fish bones be different because it's cooked? Maybe it's no longer considered its natural state when you talk about foods that are cooked in comparison to nuts.
What do you mean it's cooked?
Well, nuts are just, they're natural, whether they're totally
cooked. Yeah, but anything that's cooked with its bone, the bone is still there.
So it doesn't make any difference.
It doesn't make a different thing. If you would remove the bone, and then... Yeah, go for it.
What is the Rush trying to say when he says that even though the shell is bigger than the inside? Like...
Yeah, that's for a different issue, because that's the issue that he had before. That what's the din of psolus merubah al ochel? That you take the ochel and meniach psolus. Right, your halacha is of psolus merubah of an ochel and not. But I didn't want to get into those issues now. I just want to just discuss what's called psolus. You know, for this for borrower purposes. One second. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you need to do that. I think it's been like a how it has to be the at least that was on Mishnah was only if they were to store later on.
Well, this is for later on.
Like aren't just all the things, but even maybe for
One second. Now take a look in the Yamshel Shlomo. So he quotes the Rush. Lavan, do you still believe that the Rush? So, if it's another way. No, open up. It's still the knot is still where the knot is. Nothing changed from the knot perspective.
Yeah.
It's sitting. It was always sitting.
No, but the way the way the worship is presented, it would always be more. I mean, it's required. They don't say or kaya. They say
right. So is mechuber the same thing as orchayu? So funny. Take 1 second. So funny. Check. 1 second. He says, "Kosev Arash, near the Gozim Botnim Shinishtabru, Umanochim Medaim Bikliposim, Aval Bisha Kliper Maruba Lokal Mukishim Psolus Alayu." Came into Archai Bahaki. Havishom Lapari. Lodomi Latsama Suklipin Shikvar Nifridu Lagamri Menolchel. Then in the second hour it says, Achay Nira, the Enodom Labor Ochel Tokokokol, Hainim Shem Dahim Shne Midim, Psolus Ochel, Hocha Min Echaru. The ain't shame psolus alav. The is the Indian Shem Sakin Ochel Mitocha Shomer, Tikin Ochel Baalmahu, the ain't shame Malacha alav. He says, in other words, to take away the bones or something from the food, that's not called borer. That's just like tikkun ochel ba'alma. Right, is a borer tikkun ochel, right? Very good. But he's saying that taking the thing for this tikkun ochel from something that got nisarev v'socho, and taking out the natural things. So taking out the natural things, that's called tikkun ochel. And not borer. Borer is also tikkun ochel. But it's only tikkun ochel taking out the things that are not natural. So again, the discussion, so according to this, the discussion that we had with the Maritats and the Maria Bulafia is not relevant anymore. If this is also to the fish bones and to the watermelon pits It'll only be relevant to a thing like a fly fell in your soup. Can you remove it? So what do you say? I mean, I think this rush is pretty clear, though. I mean, unless you want to say we have rope shot in the rush, I'll bow my head to you. Yeah. Right, so I would have said like you, Dalmi, but then what he says, lo domi lach somos. Of course it's lo domi. What does he have to say? It's lo domi lach somos because the lo domi lach somos because lach somos is not opening up the gates.
Lach somos.
So why lo domi lach? Of course lo domi lach somos. You need someone to tell me that there's a difference between an eggshell and a bone. A bone. I can get to the fish. Even the bone is there. An eggshell. I can't eat the egg when the eggshell is there.
The difference in this the case where the rush is giving of the shell, and opposed to a shell that's just sitting, that's taken away from the nut. When it's taken away from the nut, then it's a real psolus, and then you can't take it out. But when it's serving as a shomer of a fish, then you can take it out. If it's just laying around some nuts, then it's a real psolus. But here, that same nut is not...
Right, so what about... So what are you saying? Therefore what? The bones? The pits? The what?
That I'm saying that only... Yeah, I mean, we're agreeing in that sense that it requires a shomer of the tree, or shomer of the ofa.
What is it? What do you mean? It requires a shomer locha. What means? What's the definition of a shomer locha?
It's functioning to help out the ochel, not just orchayu. That is that.
So I'm claiming he just means orchayu. Does someone want to, it's machlokas zalmi myself. As I'm claiming, he just means anything natural in the natural growth is not considered psolus. And Zalmi is saying no, it has to be only something that's functional for the food. I'm saying even if theoretically you want to tell me that the watermelon seeds are not functional for the food, they're just things to help plant for the future, and they're not functional for the food, I don't think there's any difference in the rush. And Zalmi thinks there is. So I want you fellas to take sides here. Right.
What's the nafkamina?
Big nafkamina, according to me, what I'm saying, according to me, in the rush, watermelon pits, you can take watermelon pits out of a watermelon 10 hours before. And according to Zalmi, that's also right, Kirsch. I'm saying, according to Rush, I'm claiming you can take watermelon pits out 10 hours before. And according to Zalmi, you can't, because Zalmi says only if the thing is functional for the food. I'm saying even it's not functional as long as it's natural. I say natural. He says functional. What do you say? Ben Goldstein, you can argue with me.
No, I think I have to agree with Simon in this situation. If you say like Zalmi, right, then he's an old house, you can say that by anything. Meaning, you can say that when the peas and the carrots are mixed up, then he can also, for the carrots, I'm removing the peas.
Right.
But if it's one entity, then you said more, really, that's what he can also mean. That has to be something that's natural, as well as something that's just functional.
Because if it was just like he said, then...
Then he could also work by anything. There would never be a situation of order. Meaning, then it would be much the bar in pieces and carrots, because he could also put the carrots.
Okay. over there, it's Shnei Midim. So.
You want to compare that? You would have said that Lodoma took by some solution, Shaki should or Haifa Aki, so the Tom is not normal here.
Right.
If you're comparing to two things, you have to keep it correct.
Right. What's the difference? That would have been the major difference. He doesn't say that. That's the major difference. What the major difference is? Right.
For the first man, it's inside. The soul is inside the eyes. But the fish is totally different species than the nut. You can't have the bones. The bones are on the inside, and the fish is on the outside.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't have to say. You're not going to think in a case like that that the bones are being shmira. Functioning in the
sphere
for the
right, but he's saying that. So what's the he's saying the only issue is if once they were removed and they came back in, and now you want to remove it again, that's a problem.
He's saying
the
lo-nami
to the
fish in
Nifridu because the case of atzamos is there was already Nifridu. So the yisod is whether it's in its natural state and you're now taking out from its natural state, which is mitzvah, or if it was already taken from its natural state and now remixed, and now you want to take it out, that's also.
So, but in its natural state, you see, in its natural state, fish, the atzamos wouldn't serve the same function like zami. He's saying that in its natural state, the shell.
Who are you agreeing with, by the way?
Zama.
Yeah? Okay.
I disagree with anybody. In its natural state, the atzamos serve the same function. The tzitzit is that they're on the inside.
Huh?
The tzitzit of the bones is that if the bone is.
Yeah. So he's saying that the difference. He's saying. The bones he's talking about are bones that were already removed. And he's saying that that's the chiluk.
It doesn't mean that they were actually removed. It doesn't mean that they were actually taken out of the...
They removed and then put back in.
Why does that have to mean that? It means that they're not... It's the same thing as the nut. The nut is not talking about a case that was removed and then put back in.
Right, so you're saying that's why the nut is mutter, and this case is usher. That's exactly what he's saying.
No, he's saying below nut, like he's saying, because the meaning in when the nut is in the shell, right? Compared to when the bones are inside the fish, the nut is even when they're both detached, they're both not mechubim. Now you loosened it up a little bit, you broke it up, right? But that was serving two separate purposes. The nut is serving, the shell is serving as a protection for the nut. And the some of the serving is no purpose for the fish. They're considered as they are as a nifra.
What, the original bones or the...
No, the original bones. Why is it making the jump that it's talking about a case where it's... Where it was spread apart and now...
Because that's what he says. He says that...
Why is it the case where it was...
Because that's his lawyer. That's what he says. That's the case he's comparing it to. Shekvar nifr... Lo domo lo tzomis l'klima shekvar nifr du lagami min olcha.
What does that mean that it was? What does it mean?
But it's mashma that if it wasn't nifredu, it would be the same thing as the klipa of the egos.
No, why is it?
Now, so I don't know. That's what I think of Shad and the Rushes. That's what I think. I'm happy to change my mind if. Albert, what do you say about all this? Why would who use the Lashon? Yeah, because here it's a Shomer LePeiri. Shomer LePeiri means, and therefore it's considered part of the fruit. It's not considered that you're doing. So. Then according to the other way, why do you have to say Rechayim? Just say Shomer LePeiri. No, it can't be that, because then there's nothing to ask about. V'lo domu, but it's not comparable to Atzomos. So say it's not comparable to Atzomos, because Atzomos is not Shomer LePeri. But the answer is that Shomer LePeri is just incidental. That's what, or else there would be no question of why you have to. Why do you find it necessary to say V'lo domi l'Shomer LeKlipa Atzomos? He doesn't say that. I don't know. Okay. What I'm saying, I'll tell you. That's what I say. Look, I'll be the first one to be chozerbo if you can convince me that I'm wrong. I'll be chozerbo. Right now, I'm not convinced. Right, Morov. My Rav has something to say. Well, okay. Now, the Magen Avraham. Let me ask a question before we continue. Okay, before we continue. Okay, one word. What's the next word I'm going to say? One word. What? Kitty. Peels. Ooh. Peels. You heard peels? Peels. An orange peel, apple peel. What's the story of peels? I don't know ugly towels, I don't know anything. Peels. Yes. And should be what? Whereas, are you allowed to peel something on Shabbos for later? Peel an orange Friday night to eat at Shalosh Shudas. Is that dosh?
Organic connections.
Joseph?
Does every drink also peels itself two different kinds, like orange peels?
Right, we have to discuss. We have to discuss orange peels and apple peels and what do they call it? Onions. They call that what?
Layers.
What do they call it?
Skin.
So wait, Kirsch said something.
I don't think
they need
a board
based on the Rach. And with the Rach and the Aruch too. So. Okay. But then it would be Dosh?
I'm not being a pounding.
Maybe it's not Dosh either because it's not pounding.
Not
you pound. Orange, you peel. And according to Zalman, also, Zalman would be moistened by the peels. Right? Yaakov?
But in regard to what you said, in regard to apple peels, then since apple peels are edible to be eaten, it might be a problem for us. Because why would you need to take it up? Because if you eat the apple anyways, you can eat
It shouldn't be worse than an orange peel.
You could eat the peel, it's edible. The orange peel can be.
Yeah, so therefore what?
If I can't, the
non-edible should be worse. If the non-edible is mutter, kal v'chomer, the edible.
So the edible should probably be other to do it because you can eat it anyways.
So why is that?
You can eat the peel.
And therefore?
If you take it off, then you might be considered poor. Because you're taking you consider it bad, even though it's not bad, it could be eaten.
So, in other words, if you're saying the svara that yefshar balafel, there's no way to get to it otherwise, so that only applies to an orange, it doesn't apply to an apple, because an apple, you can eat it without taking rid of it. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
But we're discussing from a different perspective. What's the din of... What doesn't apply by food?
Dush.
What?
Dush
doesn't apply by food? Then where does it apply, sir?
You said that it's only you're separating
flour
is two things mixed together, and
dush
is
like
food
attached.
Right,
but it could be also has to be derech disha with a like Van Goldstein was saying, like a pressing motion, right? So that wouldn't apply to peeling, right? I don't know. Well, 1 second. So take a look in the Magen Avraham, page 13. Says the Magen Avraham, Yam Shal Shalom Akasav Zal Shono, Achay Nere De Ena Doma Laborer Ochel Vi Ochel, Dehainu B'Shem B'Shem Beis Medium, O Pshol Sa Ochel, V'Hach Min Echaruf, Ein Shem Pshol, Shem Pshol Sa Lof. V'Ein Zin Shem Mechazakir Ochel, M'Tocha, Hashom Metikir Ochel Ba'al Mahu, V'Ein Shem Malach Alav Adkel Mishom. Right, that's the Yam Shal Shlomo quoting the Rosh. So, fact the Magen Avraham, it's Tzarech Ian, the Kosev of Beis Yosef, Sof Sim Shin Chaf Aleph, Meshem HaYushalmi, HaKolev Shumin HaBetzolim HaVibore. The Magen Avraham asked the Kasha. If it's true, now the Magen Avraham's Kasha on the Yam is even whether you say my way or Zalmi's way, either way it's a Kasha. In other words, you don't have to take sides here in the Magen Avraham, whether you like Zalmi's way or you like my way. He's asking a kasha either way. Because he says, the Yushalmi says, and we're not going to trust him on this, obviously, we're going to look the Yushalmi up inside, right? But the Yushalmi says that if you take what? You peel something, that's borer. And therefore, you have to have all the, you have to do a la'alter to make it mutter, etc. Peeling is what? Is borer, Yushalmi says. So if it's true that anything from its natural habitat is mutter, so how can peeling be borer? That's the Magen Avraham's kasha. Near the kasha, look inside again. Page 13. Now, Shalom Akasav, Zalashonach, and Niradeno Doma, Labor, Ochel, Mi Ochel, Tanim Shem Shem Bezim, Minim, Opsolus, Ochel, Avahachim, either Sarhid, Akazabes Yosef, Shem Yushalmi, Hakolev Shumin, Ubutsolim, Have Borer. What? Kasha on the Marshal, Kasha on the Rosh. I mean, the Marshal is not saying much more than just quoting. Right. Albert? No. Explain.
Actually, color the actual vegetables. They're not so attached.
And what would be the exception? So those are more also? And why should they be more chamur? You mean the more mechubar, the more kula. Less mechubar, more chumra. Okay. But is it still in its natural state? Yeah. Okay, you're saying, well, we're going to get to it in a second. One second. Mordechai?
I didn't really bother repeating it, but the only hazard is to separate the shell from what you're going to be eating.
I'm not sure what you're saying. What's the difference between one layer and two layers?
Maybe it's possible that usher, the prohibition of peeling, or is it only applies to something like an orange or a cantaloupe, where you actually need to take it off to eat it, what I meant to say was that a fruit like an apple, which you can eat with the peel, so therefore you're not allowed to peel it because you can eat it with the peel. It's not, so there's no point of going through and actually peeling it. But a fruit like an orange, which needs to be peeled, that's permitted because you can't eat the orange with the peel on. So it's only applying to certain fruits, to certain like skin texture.
So what's the klal? What's the upshot?
So when he says that, it's really not, it's not a contradiction, because the usher of peeling is applying to the fruits, the usher applying to the fruits that can be eaten with the peel. Saying that if you can eat an apple with the peel, then it's usher of peel because you can eat it with the peel, so don't.
That's what Yaakov Feitelowitz was saying.
Wasn't paying attention.
But the bottom line is, it's still natural. It's still in its natural thing, so it still should be. Yeah, Avram.
Rabbi, do you know anyone who eats a raw onion or garlic? These things are not something that you eat. I don't know anyone that really just goes to the store and buys an onion to eat, right? Basically, I'm trying to be a mentality that, like, an orange is something that you eat, like, an onion, you only have to cook it. actually not the Lord. That's not the Lord Chaya. That's not the only way it's to heaven. They're you.
Who?
So he had the idea of finishing the passage. And Rafa was like, in the rush, like, Dom, perhaps he's like, much as he's functional. But your shell is the onion, it's functional. There's no real purpose for that shell, or he's never covered. And that's what's up. Yeah.
How about the garlic? It's more functional. It's an orange, and you have orange, so there's one layer. What you're doing is rip off the orange, and the shoulder on one layer is orange. But if you're doing like that, you're going to peel off the peel, maybe it's not like there are two, you don't have to take one layer off, and then you can use it.
They were there for what?
That's why those things are the opposite. It's not a direct field. They feel like a little field. If I arm, if I put it, that's a direct field. It happens to be one layer there, so it's all field.
Yeah, but
Ben, you had your hand up before?
Yeah, I was seeing when the Rosh is thinking, maybe he's saying that ideally, in case of a fish with bones in it, wouldn't accept that. The reason why he says that you have to protect the body of the fruit is to include it, because you may have thought possibly that a protective shell didn't necessarily would be included in the natural way because it's not internal. Maybe the fact that something is internal makes it natural. So maybe something on the outside, if the nuts cut in half, at that point in time, still do
it, but maybe when it comes to screws, even the roaches, only couldn't peel the roaches off because it is external and it's not cut in half like the nuts were. You know,
the roaches bring idea that the fish would be an ideal choice.
Why
peels
also
a chayu? Basically, maybe in the statement it's cut in half. The nuts cut in half, when the nuts are already broken, at that point in time, it can be considered a natural. The natural state, maybe when it's entirely whole, the fact that it's certain that people protect it wouldn't be natural. It might be a separate.
Well, if it's whole, then for sure it's natural.
So that might be the outer separation that might include something like that, but not necessarily that the peel or the shell is considered part of the actual fruit.
So one second. Take a look. First of all, you should look in Shulchan Aruch on page 14 that this Yerushalmi is quoted in the Ramah. Says Ramah, also liklof shumim mitzalim shakolof laniach. Words, peeling is considered borer, so you can't do a laniach. You have to do it only dafkuat la'alter. Havalechu la'alter shari. And says the Magen Avraham, also liklof mishum borer. Im kein af tapuchim, also liklof laniach. So the Magen Avraham is the first one to say there's no difference between apples and everything else. And the Ramah says that all these things are borer, and therefore they have to have the conditions of borer that has to be la'alter. Right, but since it's the Efshar, there's no other way, so therefore we're not there. But but because there's no other way, you can't. In other words, Josh is asking, what is la'alter help by peeling? If you're saying it's borer, so it should be osir because it's psol some ochel. The answer is no. Psol some ochel is normally osir because you have to take ochel from psols, but here there's no other way to do it. So you have to take the psol some ochel, so therefore that's going to be mutter, but it's nafka la'alter. But if you say like what we were saying before in the Rosh, and the Aruch and the Rach, Lachora, this Ramah, this halacha is problematic. That's the Magen Avraham's Kasha. Yesterday we got through saying a whole beautiful thing that anything's mechubar is not borer, right? Right? That's the Aruch. Mm-hmm. The Rach, and now we with the Taloros. So how does that all work with this Yerushalmi? And the Ramah seemingly quotes this. So what's going on? So let's look at the Yerushalmi inside. So it says Yerushalmi, Hain the Shachak Tuma, a person takes a, what? Garlic. And he crushes garlic. Tal mafrich v'reshay. So when he divides it from the head, from its outer head, as a result of the pressure of the crushing. Mishram dosh. That's the first thing. Then, kamevare bikipulipusei mishram borer. And then, after he removes it from its shell, then that's borer. And the Sefer HaTruma on page 16. Quotes this Yerushalmi. You had the Kamrin Yerushalmi Kad Mafrik Mireshe Chai Mishim Dosh Hainu Kirotze Lekor Shom Lassas Vahem Yisurach Rida Vol Kirotze Lechol Belo Yisurach Yisur Lekol Vol Ochol Alter. It's to take the peel Ochol Alter is Mutter, but it has to be Alter because it's Borer. So the Sefer Truma is the first Rishon to quote this Yerushalmi. And then the Ramah got it from them. That's how the Ramah got it. So the question is, what about the Magen Avraham's Kasha? What about the Yamshel Shlomo with the Rosh? What about the Yamshel Shlomo with the Rosh? Take a look down the Bir Halacha. So first, I'd like to see whether the Bir Halacha holds like myself or Zalman. Take a look. I'll show you where to look. Keep going down. The first word on the line. Alayhu. Sarah says Alayhu. Kevin Dadayin lo nifredu umchubar miyachet. Vezadolug lomar the dafka sham shover yam shal Shlomo kain. Mishum sheklipas that goes in hushomer lepri. Should I read it again? Vezadolug lomar. It's dochak to say that the yam shal Shlomo only said it in the case of shomer lepri. Hey, Klippus Hashum, there's that Eno. Should I say it again? Dayan Shashloma Bedama Issa Brera, Issa Tilta Muska Shabarash Matur, Issa Tilta Machalik Shabarash, Vador Behenge Beirat Somos, Lizet, Bishim Shat Somos Kvar Nifredu, Mashim the Long Nifredu, Dino Kaboa Gozim. That's where I probably saw it, you know. So clearly, we love Zalmi, but he clearly says that Zalmi is proud of Stocha, right? Goldstein. Oh. Now. Now, take a look on page 19. So first he says, also liklof shumim ubtsalim b'shabbos shakolif laniach. Right, you can't do it laniach. I mean, it has to be la'alter because it's borer. The lechol la'alter shari. Ram ba'agah. That's the Ramah. Tzvad din tapuchim. That's the Magen Avraham. Also lekal from laniach. Right time. Mekaven shein ruim lochlam. El yadeh hatchak. Magen Avraham. Those are shabbos. V'li ish tzar nira. So he writes here, the tapuchim came in, he wants to make a distinction. This is what you said, Albert. A distinction between apples and onions. The tapuchim came in, she kliposon, he muchuberes la ochel. By apples, since the peel is mamish, you see, here's an apple right there. The apple is right. Hugging the apple, the peel is hugging the apple. It's tight. Uguf echad, eba mashakolfa mishum breira. That's not breira. Elukuchok take miguf atapuch. In other words, taking the peel, since it's so embedded in the apple, that's like cutting a piece of the apple off. So what about lo dam le klipas tzolim shum de klipas mkhuberes la ochel khibur gomer sheyakha shev ki khotek mimenu. So he says that tapuchim amut. But let me ask you a question. Does the Yerushalmi, in other words, the question, basically my question is like this. In other words, the Rush, right? My way of the Rush. The Chafetz Chaim's way of the Rush. Only one. So, how does the Rush stem with the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi and the Rush.
Seems that the mouth is cracked open, or the garlic is cracked open.
It, maybe the case is that the pshat that it's just cracked open, or maybe the case in Yerushalmi is it's already detached, so now it's considered mura. But maybe anything in its natural thing is totally mutter, based on the Rush. I mean that I'm going against the Ramah now by saying this. Karish, help me. No, I said so. The only way I'm, in other words. I want to say, maybe I saw this someplace, that it was, even if we want to say like there's a difference between onions and apples, like the Beis Menucha wants to say, but bottom line is, the onion's also in its natural state. So the Chara should be mutter too. Unless you say that the Yerushalmi never asked it. Yerushalmi was only talking about a case where you already pounded, and after the pounding, it basically is detached, and now it's not in its natural state. So, you know, he's not talking about, maybe Yerushalmi's not talking about taking a peel off Samazoi. Taking a peel off Samazoi, right, is not borer based on the Aruch and the Rach and the Tal Oros and the Rosh. So now all of a sudden we have all this wisdom, and now Yerushalmi says, well, peeling is borer, and therefore we have to do it la'alter, and the Sefer Truma quotes. So maybe that's the wrong shot in Yerushalmi. In other words, because once you say that from this Yerushalmi, then we have to throw out the window the Aruch, the Rach, all that whole thing in the Huber goes down the drain. Once you say like the Yerushalmi. I mean, unless you want to say that Yerushalmi's like Albert was saying, Yerushalmi's talking about something that's not totally mechuber. Only, see, if you say that pshat is a din of mechuber, but if you say the din of a rush, din of rush is not a din of mechuber. It's a din of orchayu. So orchayu should apply to everything, because that's its natural thing. No matter how firm the casing is. Don't mind.
You're trying to say the dust, you're detaching the food from the
thought, and that's why it is detached, and it's like Rabbi was saying.
Right.
It is now. Otherwise, if it was just that, well, you just cracked open a little bit, and that's why you're mechayev, just from doing the question action, not for accomplishing anything, you're mechayev for dos.
How'd it be that you accomplished something by
And then, but then, if that's what we're saying, then it comes out that this whole thing about this whole Ramah is based on a mistake. Right? That's what we're saying. We can be ready to say it. We'll hold hands together and we'll. I don't know. Right? I mean, we're saying a bold thing here that the Ramah's. Because you have to admit that the Ramah is going against. I mean, whereas there are two camps here: the people who believe in Or Chayim and Mechuber, and people who don't. So Yerushalmi is a pretty good source, but then Yerushalmi goes against the Aruch, because Yerushalmi, especially according to Magen Avraham, that even by apples. Ashtus is, I would say, not that way. I'd say appeals are not. They're Orchayu, they're not a Taruvus. That's not a Taruvus. That's Orchayu. And Yerushalmi maybe is talking about a case. I don't think Yerushalmi is talking about a case of just peeling an apple. I don't think Yerushalmi would say that. Yerushalmi is talking about a case that you already banged whatever you banged, and now it's separate, and now it's Mu'urav, like the original case of the Chita.
You just have to go through and take out
Mu'urav. Right. This whole idea to apply it to peels, and now to take away my Aruch and my Rach and my Rosh and my Yam Shal Shlomo and my Tal Oros, all going against this Ramah. I don't know, it's not easy. Who was in the Ramah Shul here? Which did you guys go? You're in the Ramah Shul. It's a small shul, I heard, no? I was in the Beis Yosef Shul in Tzfas. I think it was, where was I in the base? What's the shul and the Ari shul? Which shul? Where do you have the laning on top? Ari, that they lane, you know, that's the Ari. I was in the Ari shul. Maybe I was in the base. Close. Same neighborhood. I don't know. This Ramah, you realize the Ramah's good. Baba, the Ramah's in Yerushalmi, Sefer Truma. So something has to go. Right? We can't make shalom with everyone here. Yeah, Albert?
I have a question. If you want to interpret the shalom that's crushed,
right? Crushed.
So how would
you be able to learn? No, that's like regular. Once. What's regular borer? The original case. You have a stalk, and you have a shell, and inside the shell is the kernel, and the kernel is attached to the shell. You hit, and it makes them separate, but it's still mixed in. The shell and the kernel are now in one pile. Shells and kernels. They used to be inside each other. Now they're mixed in with each other. So Borer is taking away the kernel, the shell from the kernel. The same type of thing. You're separating the. What do you mean, Minachad? No, no, it's not just one. There's some outer casing. It's still one piece of wheat, also, after all.
No, the wheat is the picture between the wheat, because the wheat has the
kernel, it has also the grains.
It has the chaff, and it has the...
Well, it's really edible or not edible.
Well, the desirable and undesirable. Obviously, it's talking about... No, if that be the case, then there's nothing to talk about. If you just take an apple and you just hit an apple. You're hitting an apple. So what'd you do wrong? You just hit an apple, so go hit it. No dosh unless juice comes out of something else. Okay, you had your Ellie call.
Well, we said that the dosh is from preparatory malachim, lower.
Right.
So it doesn't apply by that people.
Well.
It doesn't apply by food.
What doesn't apply by food?
Dosh.
What do you mean it doesn't apply by food?
Dosh only, dosh, the way they did it was that it was prepared in the store. So there's not going to be any... There's not
going to
be any problem with Dutch when we're doing it for
Pila,
because
we're not doing it in our Dutch, it's not done in order to eat it. Yeah, no.
In the store.
So what are you saying? So
by food, there's not
going to
be any Dutch.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be any issue with Dutch. If you're doing it in the store, you're doing it in the store.
Well, yeah,
it's
a discussion.
No, but this, in this case... No, I mean, that's why we're coming, that's why we have to come on to the issues of
Borer. No, but first it says, when you first hit it, the Yerushalmi says, Yichai Mishem Dosh. Then you do something else, Yichai Mishem Borer.
Right, so you're saying that you're doing it, you know.
The first presents no process.
You're peeling out an orange, you're not doing it in the store, you're doing it to eat. I mean, even if you're...
That's a different thing. I mean, there's a question whether you're doing La Alter or La Chazman.
This is the case in Yerushalmi, you're talking about La Chazman. At first you're doing...
If you, yeah, both cases are lachazman. If you're doing it la'alter, then there's a heter for la'alter. We're talking about that you're doing it for 5 hours from now. If you're doing it for right away, then. Okay, think about it. Okay, Ellie Clapper, I'm sorry. So you take some of the food too, big deal. So that's no. If you, in other words, what Mogen Avraham says is, if you peel an apple, you peel the skin. So that's borer, and therefore you have to do a la'alter. So some of the pieces will come off with it, big deal. So it's still borer, pashtus. I didn't give it, there's a whole different share on that. So, the Rabosa, yeah.
I don't know if I read it. Maybe we could just say that when I saw the Yerushalmi going to the fields, and that so by fish bones and by, you know, seeing the watermelon, it's still like drops.
And peels is more chomer?
I don't know, one way or the other. I mean,
if anything, peels is more cow.
Right, I mean, but it's still, that's what you're saying. Like,
yeah, you could only say that if you have a svara to tell me why they're different. You can't just say, this is a peel and this is a bone. I'm not going to buy that. You have to say that the chiluk has to be mechal, that's what we will say. Okay, Rabosa, think about it, because right now, the Ramah is in trouble, I think. Okay. Well, we're in trouble. Ramah's in trouble. No, but we have all these other people. So think about it, Rabosa. We'll continue tomorrow.